What's good? Oh, why is Loki not playing? Alright, hold on a sec. Alright, what's goody good, y'all?
Bro.
Really young, whatever, bro.
Dope shit, straight drop, guaranteed hit. Pirates on the stove, and I got a stupid wrist.
The dope game gravy, the rap game lazy. And I ain't in it, Bill Wayne, I'll never kiss, baby.
The streets on pavement, quarters on raise me. Bro be the name the motherfucking hood gave me. And being really on whatever, that's what saved me. Born, raised, reside in the 40s since the 80s. I bang with the best of them, don't hang with the rest of them. If it's problems with a homie, that set will cause some stress for him. Rest in peace and listen, that's that specialist shit. Head crack, 4-5-6, all you roll is straight six. And gambling is my forte. Homie, I don't want no gunplay. I'll bust your ass on a rainy day, then wait for the evidence to wash away. Ask if I roll that boy true. True black, it would never cool. Fold those, I'm riding deep. Got six all over my back seat. It's broke.
What's goody good, y'all? The music started all late, supposed to start right away. Okay, I'm having technical difficulties here with Blog Talk. It's cutting me off. Blog Talk is cutting me off right now. So I can't talk. It's cutting me off to talk. That's not fair. But we're waiting for Vega to call in so we get this freestyle battle going. Can't believe it's starting the show with technical difficulties. What's going on here? Just waiting for Vega. Get this freestyle battle on the way. If it don't happen, then, you know, I'll just be playing some music. I got some new music, exclusive music that I have by Cameron White. This song is not out yet, so you probably haven't heard it on mainstream radio. It's called Sister Sister. I could say it's a 2011. It could be a sister anthem, a woman's anthem, put it that way. It can be. So Vega don't call in. I'ma play Mr. 239 song Currency. I'ma play my boy Emax song Born and Bred, and I'ma play Sister Sister. And I'ma upload some more music to play if he don't call in. Because he told me he wants to battle. So we just waiting on him. So, Mr. 239 is on the line. He showed up on time ready to battle. And Vega's the one that didn't call in. I can't have my peoples waiting like that for a battle, to battle, and the person who said they want to battle ain't call in. That means Vega forfeits again, and Mr. 239 gets the win if he don't call in. And that's not good. You're supposed to be a freestyle MC. You're supposed to call in on time for your battles. He know what time the show start. He got the information from the last time. So he should know the number to call in. After I talked to him, he didn't get back to me about if he needed the number again. So, but it's all good. It's all good. I'm going to let Mr. 239 on the line, and he can say whatever he want, talk about whatever he want, because if he want to say some words to Vega, he can do that, because I don't even... You know, the show is for an hour and a half, and that the half part of the hour is almost up. is winding down. You already have 24 minutes, and still Vega hasn't called in. Already 5 minutes into the show. That's not a good look. I don't freestyle. For those that are tuning in, I tell y'all this all the time. I don't freestyle. So, and if I did, I wouldn't go against Mr. 239 because it wouldn't be a fair battle. It wouldn't be because I'm not used to freestyling. Even if I did, I wouldn't be as good at it as he is, so it wouldn't be a fair battle. But I wouldn't battle Mr. 239. All I wanted was a good battle. You on the air now, Mr. 239. All I wanted was a good battle. See, Blog Talk is acting up, putting you back on hold on his own. I didn't even do it.
All right, so what's
good?
So
you want to say some words? You want to say some words to Vega? Because I think he needs to be shout out. I think he needs a shout out to see and put a fire in his butt to call in to do this battle.
What, he call in again?
Not yet. And the show is an hour and a half, and the half part of the hour is winding down. We got 22 minutes now. It's already 11:06. The show starts at 11.
Do I have some words?
He called in right on time, and he still ain't calling yet. Just like last time, he called in late, and we still gave him the opportunity to battle, and then the call dropped, and he never called back in. So, I mean, the floor is yours. You could do whatever you want. You want to say something, you want to announce shows you doing and stuff like that, music, whatever.
Basically, I'm right here. Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, basically, like I said before, December the 16th, we got this big show happening in Boston, Massachusetts. For artists that want to get on the ticket, you know what I mean? It's only like $50 to get on there, but you're going to have a chance to get a $1,000 something package with media, and plus you get to be in a magazine, and plus some shows and stuff like that, and have a chance to link up with some industry people. I mean, if people want to check that out. I'm officially be performing up in there, and officially in Texas, you know what I mean, San Antonio, Texas, the Zero Squad, Mr. 239, Best Spectacular, and the new artist is with the Zero Squad that's out in Canada, his name, our new sergeant of the Zero Squad. You know, we basically on that puff with on some mix on the Mix City joint, about to get some things popping with MTV soon. And then, of course, Mr. 239 got his own tour getting ready to pop off next year in Tampa, Orlando, and probably in Miami. 3 months. I'm going to be out there doing my thing, and plus my promoter going to be getting some more stuff going. And, I mean, that's for Mr. Street Fighter, I guess. He couldn't find his mask, and he couldn't find his sharpest razor blades. And I'm working on my Mix City right now, so I'm, you know, it's cool. I just, if you could play, I give a request to play some of my music, and I hang out just for a little bit, but then I start working on my Mix CD, finish working on it, because I'm getting ready to start pressing up some copies of some CDs that we're going to have going out in San Antonio, Texas, and some other places from here on out. So I'll be able to pass out some CDs and sell some.
Mm-hmm. What place you use to press them up?
So what?
What site? Because I know there's sites that you could send on your music and they'll press it up for you. What sites you use?
Oh, we do our own.
Or you
want to
do
it
yourself? Or you
got
a machine?
Yeah.
You got the machine?
Yeah, we got the Elson. Yeah, I got the Elson printed, the whole nine. All that. We made the CD covers, all that. I mean, like I said,
I know there's a site that I used to get information from called Discmaskers. This makers, why am I saying masters? This makers, they also sell the machines that you would need to press up. Like if you're going to do your own CDs, they have the machines that you can buy to press up your own. And they got different ones at different prices.
All right, okay.
And I was like, oh, this is a good idea. Me and my brother's like, yeah, this is a good idea. But, you know, when you ain't got the funds like that to just be tossing around about equipment like that.
Right.
Because I really thought about it. I was like, I be making, my own little mix CDs. And I know people like them. So I was like, that'd be a good idea for me to buy it and start pressing up CDs and giving it out to people.
Yeah. That's how it starts. That's what it starts from. But like I said about the Mr. Vega, I guess he couldn't find his mask or his blaze wasn't sharp enough,
So
he wasn't ready for Ryu or Gal or Ken at the same time. I was gonna go light. He got an advantage on me. I'm glaucoma, Ross. I can't see. When I rhyme, I just rhyme about dark.
We already had 11. It's 11:11. He still ain't calling. Right there, that's considered a forfeit. So that's twice he forfeited. And he can't blame me because he could have inboxed me on Facebook. He got my email. He could have emailed me if he needed the information to the show again. So, that's twice that he forfeited. So that means you and Ro got two wins right now between each other because of Mr. Vega. So, and I said after the fifth show, I'm putting this on hiatus so people start signing up. Because
you
and Ro freestyling all the time. I know people want to hear new MCs, so, I know they want to hear new MCs kick a hot 16.
All right, that's what I do, though. I spit one, though. I try to be nice as I can be on this one. You know what I mean? All right, I'm going to stick my 16, and I was going to ask you if you could spit that Currency finale or some of those songs like that.
I was going to play Currency because I uploaded Currency. I was going to play that one.
All right, okay, well, after I do this 16, and then you can go into that, man. Let me go in and do so. I'm going to be nice. let's put it like this. Oh, man, how did I get so famous? I can't believe this. The government already keeping tabs on how Mr. 239 keep on motivating and elevating, escalating. Man, so many situations. I'm like, how is they keeping up with the time of the calculation? In my life, they trying to subtract it more like subtraction. So, man, then I got these other ones on the other limb, out on the other branch, trying to get at me because I'm a lyricist and I master my passion. Everything that I've been doing, I've been blasting. Praying last all struggles, tribulations. But I have to stay on trial, spitting many fouls because so many MCs out here be coming at me with little kitty styles. And how I just sit back and just do my thing the way I'm supposed to do it. I do my thing. I do it around the AM and the PM. I hear so many street fighters with different techniques and militant ones try to come at me, but really I'm the one that make them start hearing voices quick, like somebody having hallucination or maybe being schizo when they hear niggas spit. I'm behind an instrument. They think I'm hotter in the music. No, I'm behind the instrument. I come back with some stuff that scared the shit out of somebody and make them say, oh, man, I'm going to take my face off again and run and hide it. I'm done. Mr. 239 signed and reported.
That was good. I'm going to play your song, Currency, right now. Everybody listening in, sorry, it wasn't no freestyle battle again. Vegas said he was going to battle and he was supposed to call in. But it is what it is on the Road to Stardom Radio. But we're going to get into Mr. 239 song, Currency.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, son. I don't even hear nothing right now. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, man. Hey, yo, man, these niggas need to hear me, man. Hold up. These niggas need to hear me right now, man.
Two niggas in the front, two niggas in the black, black mask in the back, on the right side of my ass, looking for the ass, cause we about to spray the ass. I ain't talking spray paint, I'm talking lead paint, taking lead brand stains, leave the niggas leaking like hoes in the water bed, leave them dead, let them catch the bullets in the shell, gun smoke looking like a ball, nigga. We ain't gon' stop till they body look mushy like lasagna. Call me your honor, you just got convicted. Death was the penalty, fresh to pieces. Every time I spit, chop niggas to pieces. Flow so legendary, guess what? Put the paper down, yeah, I'm so deadly. Cause I want my motherfucking money and I ain't talking funny. I gotta show my motherfucking image to you niggas.
Get money, get money, get money.
Currency right there. And what's the name of your mixtape gonna be?
Oh, my mix CD gonna be called Storming the Beach. General 239 Storming the Beach in Galaxies Volume 1 and a 2.
All right, so all y'all people, are you going to have it for download on any site?
Oh, yeah, yeah. As soon as I get right now, piece by piece, I'm putting it on there right now.
And what site is that?
Yeah, the track that's with the dude is from Canada, the sergeant with the Zero Squad. His name, it's on Dat Puff, the one that I'm on with him. Where's One Records artist is a new artist that's down with the Zero Squad. My Canada Connect. Yeah, I'm making moves with Cass up in Canada, you know what I mean? So it's like I'm all over right now. I'm like traveling. I'm traveling just like an ocean with wave currents, you know what I mean?
I hear you. You gotta do what you gotta do to get that music out there.
Yeah, my music gonna be moving like an ocean. I got that ocean currency, probably. Yeah. So, you got anything else in mind then? Hey,
no,
you be having some beats, right? You got some beats right now, right?
No, I don't have no beats uploading.
Oh, I only
uploaded a few songs because I figured a battle was going to happen. So I figured the battle was going to happen. Y'all go y'all two rounds. And then after that, I'll play some music. Because I know it ain't going to, you know, it might not last that long depending on how long it would have took him to battle you. But.
Right. Okay, since you said go like two rounds, I'll split another freestyle, you know, and make one and a two.
But let me do something real quick. Let me do this announcement real quick. First, I'm going to play this song real quick.
All
and right. This is a new joint right here. First time I played on my show tonight, and it won't be the last. I've heard this song about a thousand times already. And this is Karen White's new single called Sister, Sister. And it's dropping on iTunes Tuesday. So everybody with their listening is Tuesday, go to iTunes, cop the Karen White single, Sister, Sister. And, you know, let me know what y'all think of the song. Right now I'm going to get into Karen White, Sister, Sister. And wake up, sister, 'cause ain't nobody tripping about what you got on. See, I should have your back, hey, you should have mine. We've been fighting for too long.
Same place, and this ain't how it should be.
That was Carolyn right there with Sister Sister. That's her new single dropping on Tuesday on iTunes. I got the exclusive, as a few other radio hosts that are on Blog Talk Radio. And we all got getting the opportunity to interview Miss Karen White. You heard that track, Mr. 239?
Yeah, I like that. That's really nice. I think you played it. It sound real good.
That's her new single. I know y'all haven't heard from her in a long time. Since her, the last album she did, I think it was Ritual Love. I think that was her last album she did. And I think that's the last time y'all heard from Karen White. Well, she's back. She's looking better than ever. Sounding better than ever. And on Tuesday on iTunes, you could cop this track, Sister Sister. On Tuesday, we're doing a 24-hour movement with Karen White's single to see how many people will download it in a 24-hour period. So we're calling it the Karen White Whiteout to see how many people will download it in a 24-hour period. We're starting at 9 a.m. in the morning to 9 a.m. the next morning. And we're going to see how many people downloaded it. So I've been on Facebook posting this to get my people to download it, to listen to it and download it, to help me out. Because I know, you know, they some R&B heads, so you know I know they like Karen White. I know it's been a while since, you know, she did music, but I really am digging this track, and I will be playing it more out through the night. You know, you ain't going to hear it once. Might hear it about 20 times before the show is over.
All right, my old CEO got the post, so she gonna post.
So if she could do me that solid and repost it to people she know that listen to R&B, because I know it's a lot of hip hop cats. If she could share it, I know it's a lot of hip hop cats, but we're trying to really get this thing moved, so to let people know that Karen White is back.
Okay.
You know.
This should do.
I know I sent it to her. I sent it to Magasia. I sent it to a lot of people, because, you know, Facebook gives you a limit on how many people you can send it to when you tag them in the post. So, and I'm sending, you know, to those who got radio shows, I want them to hear it and listen. If they like it, download it, play it on their show. You know, get their fans listening in on Karen White. You know, so if you want to freestyle again, you go right ahead.
All right, I'm gonna go one more time, and then I know I got a long day in the morning. I have to go get my glasses. I officially have my glasses, so I'm officially going to be done turned to a Clark Kent / Batman, Bruce Wayne, Green Hornet, whatever they want to call it. Oh, yeah, and by the way, I forgot to do it, but I'm going to do it in this right here. And, yo, check it out. It's the 239 code going in and out, inside and out, all around the airways for everybody, the listeners that's listening right now. Pay attention to what Mr. 239 saying and speaking from his mouth. Go to YouTube, type in Word, IZ Born Records. Go check out the new video, Bold Thoughts, officially Bold Thoughts. Check it out, animated. Check Mr. 239 out with the style looking like a general moving through animation. At the same time, go check out the one called the Xerox Machine. Check out the one called the Listening Party featuring Merc 79. And check out the video. Just because a lot of MCs out here should take their mic and just be quiet. Don't say nothing no more. Because me, I do it like without using a microphone cord or a microphone. I've been known as a human radio ever since I came between my mom's ankles, yo, or between her vagina slow, but it don't matter, because when I get up on the floor, I still know how to make the women get up on the floor. So I shake their tail, move it all around with the jello, jello, booty anthem. That's what I'm about. So all y'all out there need to go check out Word Is Born Records. Make sure you can Google them. Google Word Is Born Records up, and you'll see how we doing it. Officially, Merc 79 is back up from 6:30 p.m. to about 7 o'clock. Everybody tune in to that tomorrow. Tune in to Kena Latoya Hip Hop R&B show at 4 p.m. You'll get more freestyle than you can get, and you never know. So when I get up on the floor, y'all know it's time for me to get on and go bye-bye, adios, because I'm about to get myself together so I can be ready to get up the next morning so I can have my electrical eye razor laser power. Call me a superhero, but not mythologically. Call me Mr. 239, because in reality, I float and flow through reality just like I'm moving through different galaxies. And I'm a sapphire stone, so believe me. Yeah, that's it. But yeah, man, everybody make sure to go check out the YouTube, man. Mr. 239 got it popping, you know what I mean? Officially on YouTube, got the Shush video official. Illuminated type of status. I mean, and everybody go check out the upgrades and the edits of all the videos. You know, a lot of people couldn't see me back then, but like I said, man, y'all go check that YouTube, man. Go to the YouTube. I'm telling you, y'all definitely gonna like that Vote Thoughts. Y'all definitely gonna like that Shush. Y'all definitely gonna like the Merc 79 / Mr. 239 listening party. Y'all gonna like all that, man. But, yo, if y'all don't remember nothing else, click all at Word IC Born Records on YouTube, and you will go and see that video Vote Thoughts. That's officially was a big sellout in stores, you know. So y'all should check that joint out, man, because that Vote Thoughts, I think that's a great piece of work. I mean, you know, all y'all cats out there that y'all looking for people to shoot y'all videos, yo, check it. Mr. 239, nickname should have been Steven Spielberg. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I lift these cats off the universe, and they be like phoning home like E.T. And then they be trying to go back to the future, but they can't catch me because I'm just like Mikey J. Fox. But yeah, man, I just wanted to see what else of mine you got there. And then I'm about to get off of here because I have to go get
uploading with currency, like I said, you know.
Okay.
Like I said, I thought it was going to be a battle. And then after the battle, I was going to play some music. But, Mr. Vega ain't calling, so that's a forfeit. So that's two wins between you, two wins between Ro. And so in the next 2 weeks, it's another show. And I'm going to see if I can find somebody to give either one of y'all a battle.
Yeah, I mean, they can bring it, but they better bring some big smoky guns. I mean, because I got radioactive tone powers, so, you know, I go to sleep with my gun off the safety. You know what I mean? I can blow my own brains out any time with the words that I think. You know what I mean? It's the official MR.239 rifle, man-made. The acid, the smell of it, because see, you know, ammonia, you know, you got a type of ammonia that's made with a certain kind of acid, and sometimes acid has a strong smell. So basically what it is, sometimes they smell the stench from before the gun get ready to throw the bullet out, or they smell the stench before I get ready to explode with the major explosion. I mean, I just be doing me, though. Like I said, if I had to battle me, I would have to bring my best all the time.
Yeah?
I used to battle myself. I mean, that's how I got to be able to battle everybody else. I battled myself, and I used to battle myself inside out, you know what I mean? I got a taste with me battling myself. So, just keep me posted. I'm about to be out because I have to get my glasses in the morning.
All right.
All right.
downloading that mixtape. When it's done, just let me know when it's done.
Okay.
Ooh, my. Now I'm gonna get back in. I'm gonna play my boy E-Max, Born and Bred. I'm gonna get back into some music. There
all
we
right.
go with Born and Bred.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's about time. Brothers out here change the game. We gotta put some funk back in this hip hop. So let's show these rookies what's happening. Real hip hop. Put it in a black and gold city. Funked out, amped up, now blow that trunk out. Blow them brains out. They say the West ain't poppin', they wrong. Get ready for that bandwagon hoppin'. Basic as it is, bangin' with no ends. Let's see now, can see how he's rockin', making trends. And all day, every day, Cali type of thing. Got a small way with anything, got a type of claim. I keep it straight knockin', y'all knows how I use it. I deals with the stack like a bottle of renewal. And spray it on like real thick. Regardless of your last sister cap, that ass gon' get sick. So seeing what I see and knowing what I know, the whole coast is kicking time, bomb waiting to blow. But with that C, no head, no kick, no kick, no side, front, and whatnot. In the studio, don't bring it outside. And we ain't trying to hear all that bumbling BS. To keep it real simple, I fix with the best. The speakers ain't pushing, I ain't doing my job. If you buy, download it, you ain't getting robbed. And knows you're coming back for more. But simply with them schemes and them dreams, brother, gotta make that dope. Talking long, green, green, dirty, you're clean. I ain't lying, little brother, what I speak is what I mean. And now you get used to it. I want it stained on your brain, crunching grills like your face is in pain. Now pick a new craft, man. It's a rap, man, not to keep dipping like a typical fresh man. It won't take a day off and won't let it slide. Strap yourself in, fired up, my dudes ride. Thank you. Alcohol, final destination, what's left for y'all to throw? It's all about that black and gold connection. Sending this mix of funk in all y'all directions. Dipping and diving, never a flaw. Spitting jet fuel from these jaws. Turned up and burned, keep them craving. He's so deep in the street, laid back like the pavement. Every muscle in your body, twisting to the beat. Perform the whole song while you're walking in your sleep. I won't try to whip you, don't want your heart stopping. I done told y'all before that this song will be knocking. Now you're on your own. You win this song, let it marinate now. Give a damn who you bring along. Bring my hood to your hood. Tell you what's good, what it do, what it did, brother. Boo. We'll play with that junk over here. All this mess still thinks the same. I hope I ain't hurt nobody's feelings with this, but if I did, too damn bad. Hip hop just ain't the same as it was. Everybody got the same style. Everybody talking about the same stuff. Well, I ain't in the club every weekend. I ain't drinking no drinks. I ain't smoking any mess either. I keep it stagger like this. I put the funk on ya. And remember, the funk ain't in ya. You don't stink, baby. It's all about the music, damn it. Got you new. Stay out.
Yes, that was E-Math right there with Born and Bred. I like that joint. And what I'm going to do right now, Mr. 239 had to go from his mixtape together, so y'all can go cap that when he drops it. I'm going to play Cameron White again with Sister Sister. I told you I'm going to play it more than once tonight. Might play it 20 times. Maybe if I could get it in 100 times, I would. But, you know, Let me play that Sister Sister again. This goes out to all the ladies. Oh, okay. Block Talk is messing with me. I pressed it, didn't want to play. And then when it finally played, it wanted to stop on me.
Wake up, cause ain't nobody tripping about what you got on. See, I should have your back, hey, yeah. You should have mine. We've been fighting for too long.
Coming out next year in spring of 2012 called Carpe Diem. Yes. And on Tuesday the 6th, you can go to iTunes and cop the single. It hasn't dropped yet. Like I said before, a select few of radio hosts on BTR have this single to play on their show, and each and every one of us will be interviewing Miss Karen White about her new music. I will let my listening audience know when that will happen as soon as I find out. And I want all my people to tune in when that happens. Yeah. Do you hear me? Like she said, do you hear me? This song could be a new woman's anthem. Because I know there's some sisters out there who is arguing right now with the other woman that their man is seeing when they should be checking their man. That, yes, I said it. You should be checking your man. Stop arguing with that woman about your man, to leave your man alone while you messing up a happy home. You need to be arguing with your man, because your man is probably the one who approached her and told her he ain't had no woman or he ain't got no wife. And probably when he was approaching her, he took his wedding ring off so she wouldn't know he was married. So she probably don't know nothing about him being married or having a girlfriend. So she's thinking he's single like she's single. So she's exchanging the digits. They probably went out on a, while he's telling you he's hanging out with the fellas, he's probably out taking her on a couple of dates, getting to know her, just so he can get what he wants, which is the draws. And they probably went on a few dates, and after those few days, she probably did give him the draws. And now she's attached. Now she's the other woman, which she didn't know she was the other woman. She probably thinking she's the main woman and that she's going to be his girlfriend. So I'm going to say this to you ladies out here. If you think your man is cheating, check your man. If you find out he's cheating, check your man. Don't go to the other woman, talk about leave my man alone or leave my husband alone. Because like I said, 9 out of 10, she don't know that he has a wife or a girlfriend. She don't know that because he ain't telling. He's only giving her information that he thinks she should know. You understand what I'm saying? So check your man. Don't go checking the other woman. All you women out there who fighting the other woman because you found out she's with your man, even if it's somebody you know, you might know from around the area, but you're not really friends with them. Check your man, because he's the one hooking up. He's the one to put it all together. So y'all be thinking it's the other woman that approached your man to get him to cheat on you. No, your man approached the other woman. Your man approached the other woman. And he's saying, you know what, I'm single, I ain't got no girl. Nah, the girl in the picture, that's just my baby mama. She ain't nobody special, that's just my baby mama. Or if you are his wife, he might say, you know what, that's my ex-wife. So now she's thinking he's divorced when he's not. Or thinking that he's separated, so it's okay to date him. And all you women who just found out you are the other woman, end it. If you caught feelings, oh well, end it. Don't make yourself look like a fool messing with somebody else's man. End it. If you are with a man who is honest and upfront saying that he got a wife or he got a girlfriend, you still mess with him, then she should whip your ass. Yes, I said ass. Yes, she should whip it. If you knew from jump he had a wife or a girlfriend, she should whip your ass. I'm serious. You gotta end it. Don't make yourself look like the fool. And then when that man that's meant for you come along and he sees what kind of mess you in, he ain't going to want to be with you. Because you know what? He's going to think if this man told you a bunch of lies and you believed it, any man can tell you a bunch of lies and you will believe it. So why would he want to be with a woman like that, that would believe anything? And if you are the woman and if you are the wife or the girlfriend and the other chick is calling you, telling you she's messing with your man, she's sleeping with your man, she know what your house look like, when she bold, if she bold enough to call you and do all of that, you whip her ass. Yes, I'm not one to condone violence, but in this case, she deserves it. She want to be bold and call you to tell you she's messing with your husband or your boyfriend, then she deserves her ass beat. And that's the truth. And I said, you know what, I'm going to do a show about that. And I said, you know, Karen White's single is the perfect song for that type of show. Says, here y'all arguing back and forth over men, fighting each other over men who don't care that y'all fighting over him. Knowing he's getting what he want from the both of y'all, he's good money. But you want to make yourself look stupid by fighting the other woman for no reason. Don't make yourself look stupid for him. Don't do it. If you can't trust him, you feel you got that gut feeling you can't trust him that he's cheating, you go to him, you ask, he lie. If he tell you no, but he really is cheating, then you leave him. If that's your husband, you separate from him and file for divorce. Don't put your life in jeopardy because you don't know who he's sleeping with. You don't know if any of these women he sleep with got any sexually transmitted disease that he could bring home to you. And then your life is in jeopardy, but he can walk the streets and stick his thing in anything? No. So, you know, you pay attention. You see signs, follow your gut instinct. Ask him. Like I said, don't. Like I said, 9 out of 10, the other woman don't know, but if she does, if she did know, if she tell you, yeah, I did know, but I kept seeing him. That's when you cold cock and said, okay, now take that. A lot of these women see other people's men and want to be bold about it and tell you they messing with your men. Then you bold enough to get this ass whooping that I'm about to give you. I hope you can fight, because if you can't fight, I wouldn't advise you to go giving somebody ass whooping you can't fight. Because then you will get beat down by the other woman. But you just make sure that, you know, it's a one-on-one fight. Even if you bring your girls with you, your homegirls with you, make sure it's a one-on-one fight. You don't want nobody getting jumped and then they looking for you to jump you. We don't want none of that. Just make sure it's a one-on-one fight. If you wear weaves, I hope it ain't clip-on. If it's sewed in, it's going to hurt when she pull your hair. So I advise you to Vaseline up. And if you do wear a weave, take your weave out for that fight. So if she pull your hair won't hurt when she pull your weave. Because if you seen Love and Hip Hop and you seen when Chrissy had the fight and she pulled her weave out, her clip-on out, she said her hair was hurting from when she pulled it out. So just imagine if you had that, your head going to be rocking. You're going to be needing 2 Tylenol after all of that. But 2 grown women really shouldn't be fighting over no man. But when she disrespects you, then you just got to do what you got to do. Handle your B.I. But what I would do, I'd kick his ass. Because he's the one that caused the mess. I wouldn't even worry about the other chick. I'd whoop his ass because he's the one that caused the mess. But right about now, we gonna get back into Sister one more time. Here we go.
Come on and wake up. About what you got on. See, I should have your back. Hey, you should have mine. We've been fighting for too long. Don't you think it's time? Oh, sister, can you hear me? Oh, what we do. It's all to the good when you know that you should. But ain't it such a shame how we take the blame?
Sister, sister, can you hear me? Can you feel me? I mean, y'all fighting over a man y'all shouldn't even be fighting over. That's what she talking about. The same man you dating, she dated him. He cheated on her just like he cheated on you. And now you want to fight the other woman? For what? Because once he get with her, he going to do the same thing to her too. And y'all all going to be in the same boat. That's why she says sisters should stick together in situations like this. But then some situations like this, you do got to beat a bitch's ass. Sorry for the cursing, y'all. You know I don't really normally curse on my show. But to get the point out, you got to throw them curses in there. And you do. Because some chicks want to be disrespectful. Some chicks really want to be disrespectful. And that ain't right. Excuse me for the coughing, but some chicks really want to be disrespectful when it comes to your relationship. They know that's your man. You could be at the club with your man. They know that's your man. And they will give your man that look, give him a wink. While you got your back turned for a moment, they hollering at him like, take down my, telling him to take down a number while you right there. See, that's when the chick needs to be punched in her face. But, you know, being the woman you are, you hold off because you want to see if your man really took that damn number. Or if he's going to tell you that homegirl was hollering at him because he's the goodest looking man in the club. But I don't care. You want to holler at my man? If he hollered that, then I'm beating his ass, not yours. What? Because he, you know what I'm saying? You and me at the club and you going to holler at some other chick? I know I probably told this story on the previous show about a dude I was dating. Me and my best friend for my birthday went to this club in the Bronx. That's, you know, that was our spot. And we went there for my birthday, and he was there. And now we supposed to be talking, but how you going to tell me at the club that the two chicks you was talking to were consoling you? Consoling you for what? You at a club. If you in so much pain or in so much sorrow, what are you doing at the club? You know what I'm saying? Like if you, if they consoling you, like, you know, when people say somebody was consoling me because, like, maybe a family member or died or a pet died that they were really close to, and they were helping them get over it. You know, not, you know, help them, you know, surely but surely get over it, but why would you lie in my face telling me these two chicks was helping console you? Console you about what? You in a club. What you was doing was hollering at them. That's what you was doing because I caught you. You want to say they was consoling you. You a grown man. You could do what you want to do. Because if it was reversed, he would have been pulling me to the side, talking about what you think you doing, and he is hollering at some dudes in the club, knowing that I'm in the club. Well, you didn't come to the club with me, so you ain't even tell me happy birthday. So what's the point? You there with a friend, a guy friend, but you ain't come over to my table or come to me in the dance floor and say, hey, happy birthday and all that stuff. No, you didn't. So you can't complain about the things I do when I'm at the club. But like I said, if the chick is disrespectful to you, then you got to sock her one. And let her know you ain't one to be messed with. And that if she wants your man, she can have him because you ain't wasting your time. For what? But you know what? Yeah, you could tell her that, but he ain't going nowhere. Because he lived with you. And he ain't got nowhere else to go. So, of course, he's going to act right. He ain't got nowhere else to go. Of course, he's going to act right. Because he may not be from where you live at. That's another thing. When you with a dude and he don't live, he ain't from the town you in because, you know, the job, you know, because of his job, that's why he's there. And then he loses that, yeah, I meet when he was working, but he loses that job and he moves in with you because he ain't got nowhere else to go, can't pay the rent in his place. If he ain't got no family then he's, I don't care if you ain't got nowhere to go. Out you go, you gonna have to stay at a shelter or something. Or go stay at the other chick house you want to be with so much. But you know what? I'm going to get back into sister again. Because like I said, on Tuesday, the 6th, on iTunes, you can cop sister. It's only a 99-cent download. You understand what I'm saying? 99-cent. You can't beat that for a download of Karen White's music. So, one more again, we're going to get into Sister.
Him, well, you know what we do.
It's all to the good when you know that you should. But ain't it such a shame how we take the blame?
Listening to the show, and then why does he keep playing Sister Sister? Because Karen White is dropping this single on Tuesday on iTunes. She wants all her fans to go cop this song right here. You know, download it, play it for other people so they can go buy it. You know, when you at home and you playing it, and they're like, oh, who's that right there? And you say Karen White. And they ask you, can I get a copy? You say, no, go download your own. Right on iTunes. You can get it right on iTunes. And I want to say congrats to EMAC, because EMAC premiered his show tonight, called It's All About the Music, Damn It, on the J. King Network. That's the network that I listen to in the morning with Kings in the Morning. Then on Saturday, I listen to Sessions with Lynn Tolliver. And then I listen to Welcome to My House with Rodney Jackson. And then on Sunday, The Way I See It with J. King. Then Monday at 7 to 9 p.m., I listen to The Way I See It, The Music Business, The Way I See It. And it also comes on Wednesdays. So all you people who are in the music biz that are listening to this show right now, if you want to learn all about the music biz, stuff that you didn't know, go to type, if you are on Blog Talk, type in J. King or the J. King Network. So type in J. King and his show will come up. And in his show, you will get, you can go into the archives and hear all his shows. He did all about the music business. And this will help you in furthering your career in the music business as a label, as an artist. He gives you great information. This stuff will help you out. You can download the episodes and keep it so that you can listen to it over and over to really jam his information in your head. If you're not signed with BMI, ASCAP, or CSAT, do so if you're a songwriter, publisher, even if you're a label. Do so, sign with one of those. Jay signed with BMI, but he said he don't really like BMI that much. So he likes CSAC. So sign with sign with whichever one you like. But, you know, if you already signed to one, it's all good. Let's see, how much time I got left? Because you know I'm going to get that Karen White in again, so I just want to see what time I got left. Because as I was doing my show, I was listening to the EMAC show, because his started before mine. His show comes on every Thursday from 7 to 9. It's all about the music, damn it. So that's just a plug for EMAC. It's all about the music, damn it. Excuse me with the coughing. If any of my Facebook friends is listening to my show tonight, I posted on Facebook the Karen White song. No, you cannot download it from the post, but you can listen to it and let me know what you think about it. And you'll see the picture for the single cover as well. And it's a good look for Karen White. I need my Facebook fam and my Twitter fam to really help me out on this. No, I don't ask y'all for much, but I need y'all to help me out on this. Like I said, we're doing the Karen White Out on Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. Wednesday. We want everybody to download the Sister single. And we're gonna check on Wednesday, 9 a.m. We're gonna find out how well she did the people downloading her Sister single. The single was supposed to go out to radio hosts, like when she, when radio hosts asked for interviews, it's supposed to go out as a snippet. But her PR team made a mistake and sent the whole song. So now all radio hosts are getting the whole song. So this is good for those who play R&B on this show. This is good for you. You go to iTunes on Tuesday, copy, start playing it on your show. And if people like it, you tell them where they can go get it and play it as well. If you downloaded it, don't give it away. Because then that's how it gets passed around. You understand what I'm saying? That's how it gets passed around. And then she does, and that doesn't count as a download for her or money in her pocket. Not to say she's broke, but still. in this day and age, we find ways of downloading free music because we can't afford to pay the prices most artists put for their music. No one wants to pay $20 for a CD. So even if your CD is close to $20, nobody wants to pay that. So all you artists out there who's doing it independently, keep your music at a reasonable price, because this way, if it's good, people will buy two copies to give to someone. You know what I'm saying? I would download it and probably download it twice to give it the second one as a gift to someone. So you know what I'm going to do right now? I know y'all know. He's going to get it in one more time. Again. I think this is what, the fifth time right now? That we're going to get into Sister again. This is premiering right now on the show. Tomorrow is going to be played on the show. Saturday, Sunday is going to be played on the show. When I do my show Monday, if I'm not interviewing, I'm doing a discussion show, it's going to be played on there too. So I really, really, really want y'all to, download this tune. Here we go. One more game with Karen White's Sister Sister.
Wake up, sister, 'cause ain't nobody tripping about what you got on. See, I should have your back, hey, you should have mine. We've been fighting for too long. If I heard it on the radio, I don't listen to mainstream radio, but if I heard it on mainstream radio right now, I'd be wondering where I can get this song. You know, like I said, a select few of radio hosts on BTR, that's Block Talk Radio, got the single and is premiering it on their shows. There's a show called They Might Be Taping on Tuesday. That's my boy D. He will be interviewing Miss Karen White on Tuesday. And they'll be talking about this single, her music, what else she got coming up. As you know, like I told you, I listen to Kings in the Morning, which is on the J. King Network. And J. King is
of Club Nouveau and Timex Social Club with the rumors and all that. I know y'all know who J. King is. Well, he said, you know, yeah, Karen's been away from the music for a while, but she's been, you know, raising her daughter that she had with Terry Lewis. She's been doing her own business, interior decorating business. So she hasn't been in the music, but she has been doing her thing outside of music. You know, a lot of artists, you know, when y'all leave music, that's it. We don't hear nothing from you or hear about what you're doing, you know, now that you're not doing music. What you should do is when you feel like you don't want to do music no more, that money you making from music, take it and start a business. Because a lot of artists are claiming, you know, claiming to be broke. And all that money they should have been making from that music. You know, invest in stocks, bonds, and start a business that's going to make you money. Buy a house that's, you know, that's good revenue for you. You know? Because I would hate to walk down the street and see an artist whose music I love and they're talking about they homeless. I would hate to see that. You know, like they said, Sly Stone is homeless. He lives in his car. And I know a lot of artists who've been out before have problems. You know, they might have problems with drugs and they don't want to get themselves together. Or they've gotten themselves together, but they don't know how to get right back on their feet. You know, just because he's Sly Stone don't mean producers are going to rush to want to work with him to make music. He might still got him, or he may not. But it's all good. You know, when I was, you know, wondering what I'm going to do for my show yesterday, and I'm like, you know, I haven't done a talk, you know, discussion show in a while. So I said, let me do one. And I said, usually Wednesday is not a day I do a discussion show. It's when I do a musical tribute show. And I didn't have nobody came to mind of who to do the tribute on. And about time I thought of doing a show, it would have, you know, by the time I set up my show, I would have been here all night down, you know, uploading songs. So this Wednesday coming, I'm going to do a tribute to Marvin Gaye. I love me some Marvin Gaye. My song is Distant Lover. Distant lover, 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 lover. That's my song. I would go on, but my voice ain't all that right now, and I don't want to try to hit no note and then mess up the note. Oh, we got 4 minutes left in this. So for the last time tonight, here is Karen White, Sister, Sister.
Wake up, sister, 'cause ain't nobody tripping about what you got on. See, I should have your back, hey, you should have mine. We've been fighting for too long. It's not to the good.
Take over the R&B waves again, because everybody's going to be copying that Karen White. So I want to say thank you for tuning in. Sorry there wasn't no freestyle battle for y'all, but I appreciate you tuning in. And I'm going to be outie on the live show, but I'm going to be in the archives rocking some more Karen White. Sister, sister, can you hear me? Can you feel me? Yes. The Archives Hour is going to be all Karen White. Yes, I will talk briefly in between the song, so I don't keep playing it back to back, back to back, back to back. But this is my jam. This is my new one of my new R&B joints of this year. And it will get continuous airplay on Road to Stardom Radio. And then I just played it. As when we end the live show, I'm going to talk to y'all for a bit before I play it again. I want to give a happy, I want to shout out my boy and my girl, Magasi and Ro. You know, today's their anniversary. I don't know how many years it is for them, but today's the anniversary. I want to say happy birthday. I mean, you know, say happy anniversary. I mean, my bad, saying birthday. I want to say give a happy birthday. I mean, a happy anniversary shout out to them. And I want to give a happy birthday shout out to my boy Liz. Today is his birthday. My bad was saying happy birthday instead of happy anniversary. That's what I want to do. Like I said, I want to say happy anniversary to Ro and Magasia. And if y'all don't know who Magasia is, Magasia is the song, is the singer of the song Melody that I've been playing on the show. And the show, and the song that intros the show called Lurking, that is Ro. So they're hip hop and R&B team. They're both in the biz. And I want to give a shout out to my girl Coley B, because she was nominated for an award by Elegant Hood. She was nominated for an award by Elegant Hoodness, and I want to give a shout out to her. I'm looking for her name on the site so I can vote, because she does have talent. So I'm seeing everybody else's name but hers. So I'm going to keep going. So I'm going to keep going until I find her name to vote. Once I find her name, I'm going to click it. I'm going to vote for my girl, Coley B. If y'all don't know who Coley B is, I played her song as well. And her song that I played was In the Morning. And she goes, I love it when you hit it in the morning. And her song, Ooh Wee, I don't remember the words to that one, so I can't sing that one. But I'm trying to find her name. I'm seeing all these rappers. I'm not seeing her name. Because she raps and sings, so. And that's a good thing. Because she can sing her own hook and she can rap her own hook. She don't need nobody on the hook. She can do it herself. Excuse me for coughing. I went through all these names and I'm not finding her name. Okay, Mo's Dynamic Performance. Okay, she did post on Facebook what the title was, that the category she was in. And it's for Best R&B Performance, so I have to look for that one. And shout out to my girl Michelle Sings for doing her thing at the main event on Wednesday. I think the main event is like a freestyle battle between MCs. And this one had R&B artists, and I think it was a battle between R&B artists, and she won. She did her thing. So shout out to Michelle Sings of Glory Ave Entertainment. You know, Glory Ave is doing big things. Okay. I found her, yes. So in this category, we got Logan, I don't know who Logan is, Greg P, Major, Nika J, Lavelle James, Coley B, and Satano, I think that's the person's name. Well, since I know who Coley B is, I'm voting for Coley B. So Coley B got my vote. And so Satano was in the lead with 71%. Logan got 14%. And it says Coley B and Missouri got 7%. Lavelle James got 7%. I don't know. I'm going to refresh it to see if the vote counted. Because you know sometimes, because I'm not signed into the site, so I wonder if my vote counted. Because if it counted, I can vote again. I'll vote again once I get to where her thing is at. I think I passed it. Here we go. I don't know who Okay, I see. I like what they did. I like what they did. Okay. I don't know none of these. Okay, Global Shine, Explosive Grind Award. I don't want that. I want the Best R&B Performance. I already. Oh, okay. Okay, everybody, it has me checked off, okay. You gotta be voting for Coley B, y'all. If y'all know who Coley B is, you gotta be voting for him. Let's see. Emerging Producer of the Year. I don't know who Charlie Rock is. Epic Beats. Mad Scientist, St. Michael. I don't know none of them. Mike Spitz should be on that list. Let's see. Most Historical Performance. and Elegant Hit News. G Strong, Nels, the rock star, T Paris. Oh, that's the guy who did the song with Admiral, Reflections. I'll give him a vote, show him some love. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to show T. Paris some love. That's what I'm going to do, show T. Paris some love. Wow, he's tied with G Strong. They both got 50%. See, when you do... when you do vote, when you do stuff like this, and you got people on the list that people don't know their name, okay, I heard of Trice Boss. I think I'll give him a vote. Nope, wrong person. Trice Boss, he'll get that vote from me. I'll give him a vote. Now, if I heard of your name, I'll give you... who's your top 10 artists of the year? Nope. If I don't know none of these names, I can't give... I don't know none of these names. I'm just looking at them. I don't know none of these names. Oh, Ms. George from ATL, okay. The R&B singer is from ATL. See, I don't know none of these names, but I am looking at it. I don't know none of these names. Can't vote for you if I don't know your name or haven't heard your music. Alrighty, y'all. You know what I'm gonna do right now. My bad. Didn't mean to burp like that. Live on air. Right now, what I'm going to do is get out of this page. I did my votes for the people I knew of. And I'm going to get back to playing my girl Karen's Sister System, Banging It In Your Head. I'm banging it in your head. So you can go copy it on Tuesday on iTunes.
Wake up, sister, 'cause ain't nobody tripping about what you got on. See, I should have your back, hey, you should have mine. We've been fighting for too long.
Can you hear me? Being you from the
Sister, he said, can you hear me? Can you feel me? Because I know y'all know what I'm talking about. You know I know what I'm talking about. I might have said that backwards, but you know what I mean. I played it so much. So it's all good. If you go to elegantheadness.ning.com and vote for my girl Coley B. Just scroll all the way to the bottom and vote for my girl Coley B. Excuse me for coughing. And once again, I want to shout out my girl Magasi and my boy Ro and say happy anniversary. You know, I play both of their music on the show. And Rose's song, Lurking, is my intro music when I do the show. When I do the music shows, Rose's song is my intro because I don't have an intro. And his song, you know, is a snippet, but it's enough to play as an intro song. And, you know, so, you know, happy anniversary one more again to them. Happy birthday to my boy Liz. It's all goody good in the hood. So, like I said, Tuesday, go cop that Cameron White off of iTunes, sister, and all her old music as well, because I know you're a big Cam White fan, and you might not have her Ritual Love CD or the CD with The Way You Love Me on it. You might not have that one anymore. Go cop her music on iTunes on Tuesday. You know, show that love to Cam White, and I will keep y'all in tune or when the interview between me and Karen will be happening. This is a big opportunity for my radio show because, you know, on here, when you interview a celebrity on here, Blog Talk puts it as the pick of the day. So her picture will be up and it will say Karen White will be on Road to Stardom Radio, and it would. And then you just click on the picture that shows her, and it'll bring you to my radio show. But I also will post it on Facebook, it'll be posted on Twitter, or you just click the link. If you see, you just click the link. This is a great opportunity for Road to Stardom Radio. You know what I'm saying? It's a great opportunity. I will be blasting. Every day I do a show, I'm going to be blasting off this sister. to let y'all know y'all can go cop it. So you know what I'm going to do? Excuse me for coughing, but it's about that time again. Nah, I'm going to wait a little. We still got some time, so I'm going to wait a bit before I play it again. You know? So, you know, it's all goody, good, good. Let's see, let's see. Woohoo! Yes. Yeah. Got a little back pain right now. see in the archives. See, I got back pain. I'm in the archives, so I can say whatever I want. It's not live on air. Nobody calling them. Like, why you said all of that? I did have a friend request that said, but I don't see. Here we go. There we go. Oh, yeah, yesterday was Calliewood's birthday. I meant to say happy birthday to Calliewood. She has a show on here called Calliewood. She comes on the same time as I do, and usually while I'm doing my show, I listen to her show, but tonight I couldn't because I was tuning into my boy Emac's show. Usually at 10, I'm listening to Rhyming Radio, and then at 11, it's my show, as well as Calliewood's show, and I'm listening to my show. I'm doing my show and listening to Calliewood at the same time. But, I couldn't do it, you know. I wanted to show some love to my boy Emac, so I didn't listen to Rhyming Radio, but I will check it out in the archives. And the same thing with Callie's show. I'm still going to show that love. You know, I may not listen to a live show, but I still will show that love. So if you got a show on BTR, you know, just let me know. Send me a message that you're doing the show, and I'll tune in. And I'll show that love. I have no problem with that. You know what? Now it's time to play. It is time to play Sister again. Ow!
Wake up, sisters, 'cause ain't nobody tripping about what you got on. See, I should have your back, hey, you should have mine. We've been fighting for too long. It's up to the good when you know that you should.
But ain't it such a shame how we take the blame?
Sisters, we gotta come together, stop fighting over these men, cause they ain't fighting over you. They damn sure ain't fighting over you. I wouldn't even waste my time fighting over a man. Are you serious? And then to have him turn around after you done fought the other chick, cause you know that's your man, then he gonna turn around and be like, oh, I can't be with you anymore, and he gonna be with the chick. So you really fought her for nothing. You might have kicked the ass, but you fought her for nothing. Oof. I think that's why Cameron made this song. Because she's tired of seeing the women fight over men. And it's, I be seeing it when I be watching certain talk shows, women be arguing over the men. But then when the man come out, he ain't all that good looking. I'm like, damn. Some of them be looking like they could be Flavor Flav Part 2. And these chicks are fighting over him. Really? You on national TV embarrassing yourself over some man who look like Flavor Flav? Are you really? That's why they call you ghetto girls, hood rats. If you watch Basketball Wives and Laura Corbalasia, a hood rat, because she said she from Compton, but the way she dressed, you wouldn't think she was from Compton. You think she's some Hasa Diddy type chick living in the suburbs. You wouldn't think she was from Compton. And they had a fight because she called her a hood rat. Because what she took for a hood rat to mean is that a chick that goes around sleeping with a dude and all his friends, that's not a hood rat, that's a hoe. A hood rat is a chick with a hood mentality, meaning like she come up and talk to you like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, that's my dude right there, yo. That's my dude right there, yo. I fight for my dude right there. You know, she talk like that. Talk like she don't know the English language. That's a her rat. She always getting in trouble, like, in fights and... Being a hoe ain't got nothing to do with you sleeping around. That's what being a hoe is all about. That's what being a hoe is all about. You know what I'm saying? That's what being a hoe is all about. I gotta ask Emac for that song that he did on Robert Redwine from Kings in the Morning. Because it's funny and I like it. Jay King's coming out with a new album. A solo album called Helen's Son. Sometime next year. And I don't know if this song is on that album, Laura Lee. Or if it's on his open book CD that you get on iTunes. But he has a song called Laura Lee. And Emac took it and made a parody song out of it for Robert Redwine, who's on Kings in the Morning, because he likes pig. He likes the pig. He has everything from the Ruta to the Tuta. He likes that. So, he called it Porky Pig. So, you know, in Jay's song, he calls it, when Jay says Laura Lee, Laura Lee, when Jay says Laura Lee, Laura Lee, on Emac's song, it goes Porky Pig, Porky Pig. Now, I'm going to have to ask him for that, so one of these days I'm going to play it for y'all and have y'all laughing like we be laughing on the morning show because of Emac. He had me laughing so much that I almost choked from laughing, that my chest was, you know, my chest was hurting. I'm laughing so hard because of Emac. I was like, you know, Emac is, I think Emac in another life was a comedian because he always have us laughing on Kings in the Morning. And, you know, and it's so funny. Whenever we listen to a, you know, J. King Network show, Emac is always in the chat having us laughing. Last night after doing my show, I was still up, and Emac had posted about the new show coming on VH1, Baseball Wives. So we were all, everybody was having fun with the names, you know, because, like, what show are they going to come up with next? They got Baseball Wives, Basketball Wives, Football Wives. I was like, next is going to be Soccer Wives. Welfare wise, porn wise, everybody was just coming up with names. Like, I was like, since it's sports, I said, well, come up with some more sports. I said, it's gonna be a dodgeball / kickball wise. So next year you might see on VH1, the premiere of Dodgeball / Kickball Wives. And then I said, when I said it's going to be Soccer Wives, I said Victoria Beckham is going to be the leading wife. Because you notice on all these wives shows, only one out of everybody on the show is really married to a football player or a baseball player or a basketball player. Like on Basketball Wise, the only one really married to a basketball player. On original Basketball Wise, the only one really married to a basketball player was Jennifer. And she was married to Eric Williams. But they divorced now. And now on Basketball Wise LA, the only one married to a basketball player was Jackie. She's married to Doug Christie. And, you know what I'm saying? And it's like all the others that was on the show, they dated players or are dating players, but they're not married to them. You can't. What's weird is, like, these shows are becoming big hits on television, but it's like, is this what we really come to, where we watching reality shows and about wives in sports, and half of them, and they ain't even wives of sports players, they girlfriends of sports players. Like Gloria and Matt Barnes, they not together anymore. They was never married. They supposed to be getting married. They was together for 5 years. I'm not going to stay with no man for 5 years if he's not putting a ring on it. Together 5 years, 2 kids, and decided to split. And what was weird, what was funny is that they played it out on the show about them saying they're going to split from each other and stuff like that. But, you know, they still see each other because of the kids. And I get where she's coming from. You know, he proposed and she accepted his proposal, but it's taking him long to marry her. And it's like, damn, we got 2 kids together, you still ain't marrying me? You already gave me the ring, you still ain't marrying me? So she said she's going to take time to find herself and worry about the kids. And it's like, when they went out on a double date with Jackie and Doug, he got an epiphany that, oh, he's ready to get married. And it's like, wow. From having dinner with the Christies, you decide you want to marry me now? And we've been together 5 years, we should have been married already. We got 2 kids, we should have been married already. And it's like, that's messed up. And now they're fighting each other because she thinks he cheated with Eva Longoria. And he's saying she cheated with one of his friends who's no longer his friend. See, there's always two sides of the story. His side, her side, and the truth. Sooner or later, the truth is going to come out. And it's not going to be from his mouth or her mouth. It's going to be that third party that was there the whole time when everything went down that's going to tell the truth. Because if you notice when, you know, people bickering back and forth, the guy tell his side to his friends, she tell her side to her friends. Now her friends is hating him for what he was doing. His friends don't like her because he's saying stuff that might not be true about her. And same with her. She's saying things about him that might not be true. But, you know, your friend's going to believe what you say. That's your friend. But sometimes people do lie, so like I said, his side, her side, and the truth will come out to light. And even Angoria don't want him. She's messing with Penelope Cruz's brother, fine young thing he is. He looks way better than Matt Barnes, so I wouldn't even that's like that's like picking cube steak over filet mignon. You don't want the cube steak, you want the filet mignon. I know it shouldn't be, when you pick somebody you want to date, it shouldn't be about mainly on looks, but you got to be attracted to the person. If you're not, if there's no type of attraction, how you going to have a relationship? What you going to do, put a bag over his head or her head? Alrighty, y'all. I've talked too much so far. Let's get back into Sister. Come on.
and wake up. Cause ain't nobody tripping about what you got on. See, I should have your back, hey, yeah. You should have mine. We've been fighting for too long.
Mentioned before, on Tuesday, go download the single Sister Sister by Karen White. Yes. Download more than one copy. Pass it around. Give it as a gift for Christmas. Because the album won't be out until 2012. So, you know, if somebody asks you they want music for Christmas, give them the Karen White single Sister Sister. Because on Tuesday, we're doing a Karen White out from 9 a.m. Tuesday morning to 9 a.m. Wednesday morning. We want everybody who's a Karen White fan, you just a love of R&B, period, love of good music, go to iTunes.com. Or if you got iTunes on your computer, just go to iTunes. And download the single for 99 cents. You have an iTunes account, just click, download it, start playing it on your iTunes, on your iPod, on your iPad, iPhone. Let people hear it and be like, yo, this is that new Karen White joint. ask them if they heard it. They say, no, they never heard it, because I'm sure it's not even played on mainstream radio yet. And if it is, you hear it during the Quiet Storm, like on Kiss FM, 98.7 Kiss FM, or 107.5 WBLS. You probably hear it then, but you don't hear it during the day on mainstream radio, because I don't think they got it yet. But when they get it, it's already going to be a big hit, because internet radio, meaning online radio, Blog Talk Radio, most of the hosts on here that play music on their show would already have made it a hit. Like I'm doing right now, as I talk to y'all for a bit, then go back to playing the Karen White song, talk to y'all for a bit, go back to playing the Karen White song. So I know when people tune into this show and they hear what's being said in the archive, they're going to hear Karen White over and over and over and over and over and over. And I want to say this. It was supposed to be a freestyle battle against Mr. 239 and Vega. Like I said, Vega hit me up and said he still wanted the battle. And I was going to have him and Ro do a rematch. But Ro said he couldn't do it. So I said, you know what? I'll pass him to Mr. 239, being that since him and Ro battled and it was a draw, that then he would be next in line for Vega to battle. Well, he didn't show up for the battle for Mr. 239 either, so that's another forfeit by Vega. So that means Ro and Mr. 239 got two wins apiece, because the first one was a draw. The second one, Vega didn't show up, so that's a forfeit to Ro. Ro won by forfeit, and that's not right. Should have been a real battle going on between the two of them. And Mr. 239 just won by forfeit, and it should have been a real battle between them two. You know what I'm saying? If he asked me again about he won a freestyle, I'm going to make him battle Dawood. That's what I'm going to make him battle. I'm not going to make him battle Mr. 239 or Ro. I'm going to have Ro and Mr. 239 just sitting in the cut and have him battle with Dawood. Have him battle him and get to off the frame. And if he don't show up for that one, I'm like, dang, how many times you want to forfeit on the freestyle show? Okay, it's 12 minutes left. I still got some time to play some Karen White. We've been fighting for so long. I'm talking to my sisters. Can you hear me? I'm talking to my sisters. I think I'm getting a cold. I haven't been out the house in a few days. I don't know how I'm getting sick in the house. That's why I've been coughing and stuff like that. I think I'm getting sick. Alrighty. Oh, sister. Uh-oh. I just dropped my phone. If I can find it. No, I'm glad I didn't go all the way under. Because if I would have been able to find my phone, I wouldn't be able to make it my potent cow. If y'all listen back to this show, like I said, like I always tell you, on the show page that says Road to Starting Radio, on the side is a comment box. So if you listen to this show and you like the Karen White single, just leave a comment on the side of in the comment box saying you like the song. Or if you listen to it on the bottom, there's a comment box. You can leave a comment there saying you like the Sister single by Karen White, and that on Tuesday you will be going to download it. We got 10 minutes left into the show, so one more time. Because I'm banging it in your ears like ain't nobody business. And here we go again with Karen White, Sister.
Wake up, sisters, 'cause ain't nobody tripping about what you got on. See, I should have your back, you should have mine. We've been fighting for too long. Don't you think it's time? Like I said, if you're on my Facebook page, there's a link that I put up. You can hear the song. Well, you already heard it because you listened to my show. But you can hear it again and click on the iTunes link to cop the single. You heard? It officially drops on Tuesday. Sister by Karen White. off of the album Carpe Diem, which means seize the day. Y'all let me know if y'all like this jam. Well, we in the archive, so you can't call in and tell me, oh, I like the song. But next time I play it during a live show, call in and let me know if you like the song. Well, Friday's show at 11 p.m., call 347-202-0318 and let me know if you like Sister Sister. Let me know if you like that joint. Because that is the jam right there. I'm not going to, that was my last time playing it. Because you know time is winding down. And I didn't want to play it and then it get cut off. So I want to talk right now. A book that I'm reading by an author named Kenny Rogers. Yes, he got the country singer's name. And it's called Turkey Bacon. I'm suggesting that, hey, if you want to read it before you buy it, I don't know if it's in the library, you know, at the public library or not. But, or you can go to, if there's a Borders around you or Barnes and Noble, or just type it in. Type in the name Kenny Rogers and with a dash, I'll put Turkey Bacon, and it should come up where you can buy the book. Let me get the book. Let me see. I think his website is on here where you can get the book. The website for this to get the book is www.kennyrogersactor.com/turkeybacon to view the pilot trailer. And oh, and it's also on Facebook. So, look up the name Kenny Rogers on Facebook. And you should be able to find out from there how to get where to buy the book. I think I'm going to go look at his site right now to see this trailer he's talking about. I think he's trying to turn his book into a show or maybe a movie. Who knows? 3 minutes left. And I'm going to say, because I'm in pain right now, my back just started hurting. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to end off. I said I wasn't going to play Karen White again. But I'm going to end off with some Karen. Good night, y'all. Those who tuned in the archives, I appreciate you. I always will continue to listen to some Road to Stardom Radio.
Wake up, sister, 'cause ain't nobody tripping about what you got on. See, I should have your back, hey, you should have mine. We've been fighting for too long. Don't you think it's
take the blame.